April 28, 2017. President Donald Trump signs Executive Order 13795 titled Implementing an America First Offshore Energy Strategy. It mandates a review of expansions of national marine sanctuaries within the past 10 years, like the one that basically doubled protected areas off Northern California's coast.
So in California, the one that added the most, which was Greater Farallones, which roughly doubled in size in 2015, is now the most threatened.
Richard Charter is a senior fellow at the Ocean Foundation and a longtime activist on ocean issues. He's standing with me at Doran Beach near Bodega Head, looking out at the 3,300-square-mile Greater Farallones National Marine Sanctuary.
Parts of this coast have always been deemed off-limits to offshore drilling. And so the Congress maintained an annual year-by-year congressional moratorium that lasted and was renewed every year for 37 years. But when the last Bush left the White House in 2009, that was lifted. So what remained after Bush was the areas that were in sanctuaries. It's so ironic that Trump, as president, is targeting specifically the most sensitive, biologically rich areas and targeting the marine sanctuaries in that way. We don't think he'll get away with it in terms of a court of law.
As they did when the sanctuaries were doubled in size in 2015, defenders of the coast are assembling a coalition of citizens and politicians to fight for continued protection against drilling, mining, and dumping. Linda Hopkins represents the 5th District on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, including the entire Sonoma coast. I asked her whether President Trump's framing of the sanctuary question in terms of energy independence carried any weight with her.
I wholeheartedly support energy independence. I think it's really important for the future of our country, and I think that fossil fuels are the wrong way to get there. We have wind, we have solar, we have renewable forms of energy. We're taking sunlight from millions of years ago and we're mining that instead of looking at the sunlight that we're being given today.
71-year-old Richard Charter grew up in the tide pools of Sonoma County, watching his father gather abalone. This may be one of his last big fights.
I made it my mission to make sure that nothing ever happened to this coast. And so I worked out a working arrangement with coastal communities. I worked for several counties and cities for the first 14 years. And now I work for the Ocean Foundation and supported by a number of four different foundations. And as long as they want me to do it, I'll keep doing it. And I certainly can't retire or quit in the face of something like Trump. This is the most serious threat that this coast, I think, has ever faced, is the Trump administration's ignorance of the values that we care about, hold dear, and are determined to protect here. So I'm going to keep doing it.
The comment period on shrinking the National Marine Sanctuaries off our coast ends on July 26th. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.